Calinex has welcomed a new member as part of its board, a person very familiar with Flin Flon's mining industry. The Vancouver-based junior miner and operator of the Pine Bay project near Flin Flon has announced the appointment of former Hudbay CEO Peter Jones, according to an announcement made February 6. Jones, a mining engineer by trade, will take on a role with the company's technical team. Jones was the former CEO of the former Hudson Bay Mining and Smelting, HBM&S, company from 2004 to 2008, then again in 2009 before retiring a year later. During those years, Jones oversaw the company's initial public offering and the purchase of HBM&S by Anglo American. During his time as the company's head, 777 Mine went into operation and the discovery and first development of the deposits that would later form the backbone of Lalor Mine took place, in addition to other accomplishments. Jones also oversaw the start of the Chisel North and Konuto Lake Mines, located near Dinair Beach. Konuto Lake Mine was opened barely a year and a half after ore deposits were discovered there. In his retirement, the former Hudbay CEO is still the chairman of the Reyna Silver Corporation and a board member of the Reyna Gold Corporation. He is a former chairman of the Mining Association of Canada and a graduate of the UK's Camborne School of Mines. I am very pleased to be working with the company to help move Pine Bay and other Calinex properties through the next stages of project development, leading to mine production, Jones is quoted as saying in a Calinex news release. We are excited to welcome Peter as a member of our technical team. His strong leadership and technical skill set are a big boost in critical areas of our business at the perfect time. I'm looking forward to working with Peter to advance our discoveries at Pine Bay, said Calinex President and CEO Max Porterfield. Based out of Vancouver, Calinex has been working for the past several years on its Pine Bay project site, located about 16 kilometers straight east of Flin Flon, not far from the North Star Road. Earlier this year, the company announced it would continue drilling at several sites around Pine Bay, including the Rainbow Deposit and at other areas of interest. Along with the Rainbow Deposit, the company plans to continue work on its Alchemist Zone and do follow-up work on a new target area the company has called Odin, which, according to company representatives, shows preliminary signs of high-grade gold and silver mineralization.